Hello, Ernesto.
Hello, how are you?
I am very happy to be speaking with you. What a film! Oh my God.
Awesome.
This is amazing. It truly, I think, is the best martial arts action film ever that Scott has done. And I think.
No, that's thank you for that.
I mean, and I have seen everything Scott has done over the decades, and I know what he puts into the fight choreography and the different styles of fighting. But this, I think, hands down, best martial arts that I have seen. And it's not just Scott, it's Marco. Oh my God! The two of them together. Forget about Scott and Jason Statham in their face-offs that they've had before. No, this is I think my jaw dropped to the ground, Ernesto. Superb.
Wow.
Superb.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a huge compliment. I'm so happy you're telling me this.
It's amazing. And I'm a big admirer of your work as an editor. Also, I saw Fist of the Condor. Love it. And that was really one of my first introductions to Marco, was Fist of the
Cool.
Condor. But your work of an editor, I have been watching for years and really took note of you with the Green Inferno that you did with Eli.
Oh,
And
cool.
love what you do as an editor. Even Green Ghost and the Masters of the Stone. That was a fun movie. And I know you had challenges with the people you were working with there because I interviewed them and they were challenging just talking to them. So I can just imagine what it was like editing. But the end result, so enjoyable. You definitely have proven to me over the years you have an affinity for action in editing. And seeing how you direct and what you've directed here, Ernesto, it is clear that you are looking at direction with an editor's eye. The way you're working with Nicola, with your cinematographer, with your camera placement, your blocking, as you're going out wide, you're coming in closer on certain disciplines within the fights. This is a perfect marriage of your skills as a director and an editor.
Cool. Thank you. I'm so glad with your words. I'm so happy with the movie. I think the team was great and helped me to get there, to get to those to that tension and suspense, some brutality, and also heart and some emotion that I wanted to achieve with the story.
Well, you definitely did that. As thrilling as the action is, and this is something I really appreciate, Ernesto, is you never lost sight of the story. And the relationship that you let develop between Chris and Elisa, absolutely wonderful. That is the heart of this film. And everything stems from that connection between the two of them. I'm so happy that it was not sacrificed in favor of action. It drives the action. So I'm curious how difficult that was to maintain that balance, to keep focus on the story of Elisa and Chris while you've got all this action playing out.
Yeah, it is difficult, and it is the, but it's what you gotta do to get to those fight scenes with that emotional content, you know? Those fight scenes feel like they feel because you have that relationship with between Scott and Alana. So it's everything, you know? It's a movie. Everything counts, you know, to get to the final sequence in that state, you know. So And actually, I wanted to say that a big part of it is Scott's and Alana's talent.
Mm-hmm.
Having the right actors for the characters is, you know, 90% of the work. You obviously you prepare, you talk about the scenes, you rehearse, we solve problems, and all what it takes to direct a movie and to act in a movie. But when you have the right people, you just watch the monitor or put the eye in the camera and just watch them do the scene, and you are an spectator. You're not your audience. You know, you're not a director. You just enjoy. And that happened to me with Lana and Scott.
Well, I have to say, this was my first time seeing Alana. She blew my mind. She is amazing. The way she fights back, the attitude that she brings, but then by the same token, as much as she's trying to be so strong and confident and grown up and I'm going to kick your ass and I'm loading this gun and I'm putting a gun to your head, as strong as she is there, we feel her vulnerability. She's just a little girl when she breaks down crying for help, or when she thinks that Chris is dead. Or with Vicente, she never loses her love for him either. So watching her was a real treat. Where did you find her?
Well, long story short, we were planning to shoot this movie in Chile before. For some production things, we ended up shooting in Colombia. And one of the producers showed me her tape, and when I watched it, I said, whoa, this is why we are in Colombia, because this girl is here and she's gonna be in the movie. You know, it was so strong, her tape, her casting, that we saw that the movie was going to be better with her. And that was how I met her, through a, you know, the first time I saw her was there in that tape.
Wow. Wow. This is why actors have to pay attention to their tapes. It will get them roles like this one. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Now, I have to talk with you about your work with Niccolo, with your cinematographer. I love his work. I have loved it since he really teamed up with Brandon Slagle and did a lot of war movies and action movies with Brandon and also with Louis Mandalore. But I'm curious about your work with him and how the two of you worked on the blocking and the framing and shooting all of this action, which I know Scott always choreographs his action out so it's fine-tuned. And I'm certain that Marco does the same thing. But that has to be done in tandem with you and with your DP. So how did you work out your visual grammar of the framing and the blocking here in this film?
Well, yeah, a huge part of it is Marco and Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Marco was in charge of the fight choreography here.
Okay.
And also Scott, especially for the fights between the two of them. And Niccolo, we brought Niccolo because I saw him, I saw his work in another Marco movie that haven't been released yet, that I edited. And when I was editing, I told Marco, hey man, who is this DP? we need him for Diablo, you know? And also Scott knew about Niccolo, so, and Scott wanted him in the movie too. So somehow was meant to be to have Niccolo in Diablo, you know. And, besides the fight choreography and that you shoot You do something that is called Previs. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I'm well aware of Previs. It's fantastic.
Okay. So Marcos and Scott Previs were amazing. And that was obviously a huge part of it. And then with Nicolo, the work with me was just talking about it and watching references. And I knew what he was able to do because I saw his work. And, mm-hmm. and he brought his grip. He has a special grip that he created to hold the camera for these special movements. For example, when he was this is a sequence where the camera is behind Scott and Marcus throwing punches and the camera moves, you know, behind Scott.
Uh-huh.
That was Nicolo's, you know, dance because he was a boxer before. So he moves with the actors, yeah, with the martial artists inside the scene.
I mean, it's just amazing. And especially what I love is when we're in the one fight scene inside the one building and it's multi-layers. And you've got action happening up top. You've got action on the ground. You've got people going through railings. That really was shot so beautifully. We didn't miss anything there. And this is where your work as an editor is so important. Because you edited so that we didn't miss anything that was happening, be it upstairs in the office, be it somebody going through a railing, or be it downstairs where so much was happening. So how challenging with scenes like, given scenes like that, that are multidimensional, shall we say, how challenging was the editing process for you once you got into the editing bay after the film was in the can? Or were you editing while you were directing?
Yeah, I wanted to be editing while I was directing, but I didn't have the time to do that. So I did it in my head. I was editing in my head. I always do that when I direct. But yeah, it was a huge challenge getting to the editing room with all that footage and all the options that I had and all the versions that you can do for that scene with the footage that I had. And I think it took the half of the time of the editing was taken for that scene.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I tried a lot of stuff to get there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to edit the action sequences? Because these are very intricate, and granted, the camera is generally out a little wider so that we get all the action that's unfolding, be it gunfights, be it martial arts, be it man on man. But how challenging is it to direct that so that the audience will be able to get the feel of the emotion and the tension in that moment?
Well, yeah, that's all about that, you know. That's what you think when you are directing and editing, that you are doing it to get an emotion from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So it is difficult. It is difficult, and it's a lot of preparation, planification, and also a lot of intuition that you have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's no time, and you just have to trust what, you know, that first thought, that emotion that you have about the scene.
What were you looking for musically that would work with the tension, the action, and the heart of this story? I love the score that you have. It doesn't overpower the film, but it's like haunting. It's an undercurrent. It's there. So I'm curious what you were looking for musically.
We were looking, as you said, for the heart of the movie. We concentrated in Alana and and Lisa and Chris relationship and make it, and we wanted to feel it more with the score, and that, and we worked for that. Beside all the coolness and all the tension that that Rocco created, but we wanted that heart especially.
I thought that might have been what you were going for, because I was hearing in some of the instrumentation, there are moments you get the sense of almost like a heartbeat, a soft heartbeat, with the instruments that he's using in the score.
Actually, that's 100% intentional. That's what we wanted you to feel. So I'm glad.
On every level, Ernesto, this is such a wonderful film. I have watched it twice. I'm going to watch it again. And I hope that you team up again with Scott and Marco, and also with Niccolo, because you've got a great collaboration going here. It shows in the product.
We have plans. We have plans.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'll keep checking. Ernesto, thank you so much for talking to me about Diablo.
Thanks so much to you for supporting us.
And I hope we get to talk again in the future.
Me too, definitely.
Thanks, Ernesto. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.